Want to enjoy the spring weather while you learn about some of Baltimore's literary greats? Maryland Humanities Literary Mount Vernon Walking Tours return on April 15th. Here to tell us more about the charms of historic Mount Vernon is one of our tours docents, Ann Cantler Fulweiler.
What makes a stroll, or better yet, a literary walk, through Mount Vernon Place so special? It's been called one of the most beautiful urban spaces in America, but mostly, I like to think of it as Baltimore's front parlor. The term front parlor sounds a little old-fashioned, but that's just the point. While you may pass through it frequently, it's not the room where you hang out every day, and that's what makes walking there so special. Mount Vernon Place, the charming four squares around Baltimore's own Washington Monument, is home to the Peabody Institute, the Walters Art Museum, and so much more. It's also where I have the pleasure of serving as a volunteer docent for the Maryland Humanities Mount Vernon Literary Tours. Mount Vernon Place became a favorite destination for me as a young teenager when independence meant a trip downtown on the number 23 bus, there to enjoy the pleasures of the Enoch Pratt Main Branch, perhaps a snack purchased at the Lexington Market, and then always a walk to Mount Vernon Place. Sometimes I'd spring for the dollar it cost back then to climb to the top of the Washington Monument. And before air conditioning was ubiquitous, there was no greater pleasure on a pleasant Saturday afternoon than listening to the various strains of music pouring through the air when the Peabody students were practicing. It's the timeless quality of Mount Vernon Place that is so striking today, and one of the reasons I enjoy the literary tour so much. Baltimore has a rich literary tradition, and the tour includes many familiar literary figures like F. Scott Fitzgerald, Edgar Allan Poe, and H. L. Mencken. But what I enjoy the most about the tour, other than the incomparable George Peabody Library, is introducing people to new figures they may not be familiar with, like poet Carl Shapiro, or people they may not have closely associated with Baltimore, like Gertrude Stein. Paris was famously home to Gertrude Stein, but how cool is it that she lived right on Biddle Street and attended medical school at Johns Hopkins? Pick any bench in Mount Vernon Place, have a seat, and imagine that you are Gertrude Stein, stepping off a streetcar, returning home after a day of classes, and stopping in Mount Vernon Place to enjoy the park's quiet charms. Perhaps it was while sitting in Mount Vernon Place, with its very European charms, that she envisioned leaving Baltimore behind for a literary life in Paris. The literary tour is just a starting place for uncovering more Baltimore history. I've enjoyed researching where other famous figures have stayed when in Baltimore. Abraham Lincoln, Mark Twain, and Oscar Wilde all stayed right on Mount Vernon Place. Baltimore truly has a rich and varied literary tradition that remains vibrant today. And thanks to the power of imagination, we can look back on that history and literally walk in its footsteps. And perhaps unlike Gertrude Stein, Mount Vernon's charms will inspire you to stay right here and become a part of new literary traditions in the heart of Baltimore.
The literary Mount Vernon walking tours are $10 per person. Tickets and more information can be found at mdhumanities.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.